7500 KBOO. Coming up on The Boo at 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Stage and Studio, guest host Jenna Yokoyama features Milagro Theater's production of Watsonville, Someplace Not Here, a play about the women of a 1980s cannery strike in California. And at 11:30, Art Focus highlights the 36th Annual Ceramic Showcase, featuring the work of over 150 local artists. And coming up at 10 after these announcements, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Lady Sings the Blues, a tribute to Billie Holiday on Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m. at the Alberta Rose Theater in Portland. The 12th annual Billie Holiday Tribute Night brings together musicians of many genres to pay tribute to one of the greatest jazz singers and songwriters of our time. The event features Megan Spear, Sarah Jackson Holman, Led to See, Mary Flower, Naomi LaViolette, Oracle, Brownish Black, and many more. Again, that's Lady Sings the Blues, a tribute to Billie Holiday, on Saturday, April 28th at 8 p.m. at the Alberta Rose Theater, 3000 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Revolution Coffee House, located at 1432 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland, serving breakfast, lunch, dessert, and Mexican coffee only, grown by fair trade cooperatives of native Mayan farmers living in the highlands of Chiapas, Mexico, and Guatemala. Lunch was provided by Santa Fe Taqueria, located at 831 Northwest 23rd Avenue and serving Mexican food for over 20 years in Portland. They have an event calendars as well. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy, located at 668 North Russell Street, serving vegetarian, vegan, and meat tamales. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Good morning, Cascadia. This is the Thanatoid Times Tribune for Thomas Pynchon fans. Today is Tuesday, April 24, 2018, and you are listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity, and of course participation, because participation is what makes everything work. When people are failing to communicate, we see what happens on a daily basis. Perhaps the most significant characteristic of your radio station is participation and successful communication. That communication is what makes communities work. I know this because I farm. I use permaculture as a basis. We've actually moved on from permaculture because nothing in nature is permanent. So we're more leaning into a learner culture model. But watching everything in nature, there would be literally darkness upon the earth if not for the fact that from the tiniest particle down to the quantum level, all the way to the top, we know not where, everything is in communication with everything else. And radio is uniquely positioned to fulfill that role in a society which otherwise looks to be crumbling apart. Everybody is suing everybody else, as we're about to take a look at. And nature itself is under fire. It's either being destroyed and completely tapped out for natural resources, and that's something, again, that many people who do support community radio, who do support local farmers, and who do work together at the hard, hard task of simply sitting down face to face talking to one another, yet we seem to be loving our forests to death. Sometimes it's necessary to step back and give everything a rest, and that would be our other theme. That would be the wind blowing today. That is something to think about, and that's the key to all of this. If we had thought about some of these things before we did them, we might not make the mistakes that we have made. We were making horrific, horrendous, terrifying, and irrevocable mistakes with regard to accepting at face value every bit of technology that comes rolling down the pipe, for the simple reason that it's new. I do not believe other cultures are as willing to accept the technology in the blind way that we do, without assessing what some of the likely downstream effects might be. The old cliche, imagine that the butterfly flapping its wings causing a landslide in Venezuela or whatever. That used to be a very new meme. Now it's become a cliche. That said, let's have a bit of weather and see what the butterfly's wing brings. Today, sunny skies, obviously, highs around 81, and a little bit of an east wind to dry out your new plants. And tonight, clear skies, lows around 52. Tomorrow dawns bright and early, almost before we're finished with today. Highs near 85. And north northeast wind 5 to 9 for tomorrow night. Lows around 54, and the wind's dropping off. The rest of the week pretty much the same until we start rolling up against Friday and a bit of rain returns. That would be our set for the next few days. We may be able to speak this morning with Nick Cady of Cascadia of Wildlands on the forests that we love so much and that makes Cascadia what it is may need a rest. As I drive around where I live, I see the fields rolling off towards low bands of forests, and then Mount Hood rising up out of that distant blue mist, set with these bands of deep saturated colors. And often at the top of the mountain there'll be a plume, and I look at that and I think it's so beautiful. Many other people think the same thing, but they think also, hey, it's beautiful, I want to live here. So they come and they build a gigantic house right in the middle of that scene, which means that everybody else gets to see their enormous house sitting right there with Mount Hood in the background. And everyone, including the homeowners, as they drive by, think, gee, it's too bad, isn't it, that Oregon just isn't what it used to be. It just isn't, Oregon isn't as beautiful as it was years ago when we visited. Well, that's because they visited. They didn't put giant McMansions in right in front of Mount Hood. It's possible to love something to death. You don't have to own something to enjoy it. And we're right now reaping what we sow, because our forests are in trouble, and not just from logging, although logging is a persistent and a threat. But we are loving our forests out of existence. So something to be careful where we tread, because we may not leave anything in the way of physical objects behind, but we always leave our tracks. It's impossible not to. But it is possible to think about consequences. We're in a situation right now. The lawsuits are flying thick and fast, and as are accusations. James Comey has really kicked up some dust. What was done to him was just unconscionable, and if he is whatever one thinks about him, I think he's made, well, I have my own opinions. like James Comey or not, the fact that he decided to have a little bit of fun at the expense of his jailers, his captors, in government, that one can really should can hardly blame the man for getting a few licks in. And why not? Because it's such an absurd government. The idea that at times we take it very seriously, and other times we see it for what it is, which is a comedy of errors. Whatever else one thinks of James Comey, he has been the victim of some of these errors. And if he now has decided that he might want to err a little back, really, indeed, who can blame the man? It because, after all, it really is taking it seriously as a government is perhaps the beginning of many other mistakes that we might potentially make. The House Intelligence Committee chairman, oh, don't you just love this man? You know, when you look at James Comey and you become absolutely spitting mad, then turn away for a moment and cast your eyes upon the spectacle of Devin Nunes. Fancy that, Devin Nunes. He must wonder about that himself when he looks in the mirror in the morning and says to himself, Jesus, I'm the House Intelligence Committee chairman. How the hell did I get here? And who bought this damn mirror anyway? He said a day or so back, day before yesterday, that in his review of FBI and the Justice Department's electronic, quote, in quotes, electronic communications, end quotes, documents, shows no intelligence was used to begin the investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election. Oh, come on, Devin. We all know that there is obviously collusion. You're just trying to tiptoe around that deadly C word. And we know that Sidney Blumenthal and others were pushing information into the State Department. It is said, I want to caution you, this is a report that is riddled with holes. And this is exactly why even those of us who consider ourselves to be sharp-eyed, it's so important right now to watch for things like this. Nunes did say, well, quite publicly, that the Five Eyes Agreement was a way of knowing no intel was used is possibly flawed. Moving right along, at least two of the memos of former FBI Director James Comey gave to a friend outside of the government contained information that officials now consider classified. Once again, if you can't nail them for airing classified information because it wasn't classified. All you have to do is classify it post facto. Post ipso facto. And the Justice Department Inspector General has referred its finding FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe repeatedly misled investigators who were scrutinizing leaks. Wow! It's all coming apart at the seams. And what are the Democrats doing? They're suing the Trump campaign, Russia, and WikiLeaks over the 2016 elections. That's something. That's a good trick. They're suing the Trump campaign, Russia, and WikiLeaks. That lawsuit seeks damages over the alleged hack into the DNC's computer. Everything that everybody else says never happened. This is Pierre Cascadia, the Thanatoid Times Tribune for April 24, Tuesday, 2018. Judy Feistel was our engineer this morning. Thank you, Judy. And Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, and take a stand and call that number. You're about to hear from other friends, volunteers, who are here on their time to tell you about KVOO and how it has changed and how it is carrying us all into a future which it's up to us to determine. And this is one very good way to determine the future that all of us will share.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. We continue to cover the caravan, the Migrantes en la Lucha caravan, coming from Honduras through Mexico and heading here towards the United States.